next speaker is someone who you all know very well. The first time I heard him speak, I was spellbound. I don't think I asked a question, and he went on for like 20, 25 minutes, and I didn't realize time had flown by. And the people kept asking, who is that guy? Because he's got so much intelligence, and it's the way he uses it to explain the situation and also help us understand better what the security is around, especially around the areas of intelligence, is the one we're going to be talking with next. Retired Captain Umar Babangida Aliyu is a national security resource and solutions options consultant. Because we have to do his profile. All right, so we'll clap for him a second time, don't worry. So I'm just going to give you some insight into retired Captain Umar Babangida Aliyu. He's a member of the 40th Regular Course and served in the Directorate of Military Intelligence while in service. Holds degrees in Defense Studies, Political Science, Peace Studies, and Conflict Resolution, with a Project Management and Professional PMP accreditation and affiliation to various security interest groups in the country. Retired Captain Babangida Aliyu has had a multidisciplinary professional trajectory from defense, security, and intelligence to enterprise environmental security consult. His post-military service years, Umar has worked in and held security job role designations within a number of reputable corporate entities across the country, some of which are the Dangote Industries Limited, Victoria Garden City Company Limited, the British American Tobacco Company, and a lot more. At present, he's the chief executive of Goldwater and Riversand Consult. A round of applause again for retired Captain Umar Babangida Aliyu. Blade.
Thank you. Thank you. Permit me to say good afternoon again to our mother. It's a small world. I didn't know I knew her, but then I knew her. Yeah, we've crisscrossed with her children and we've done much. To my good friend, Mr. Sankore. You remind me of the Sankore University in Timbuktu. I read about it in history. Any relationship? I don't know. It's a small world. And to Mr. Ibeli, you still haven't told me where you got Ibeli from.
I'm from LSA.
Okay. And to all of you, I'm happy to be here. Glad to be here. And believe me, we're about to have some very interesting session. But before I start, I want you to come with me. You know, I'm going to tell you a little about myself. And we're going to be talking about security perspectives and solutions. Let's reprogram Nigeria.
Okay.
Yes, we can reprogram Nigeria. Believe you me, we can. And just how we are going to reprogram Nigeria is what we'll be doing now. Okay? And still on me, let's go to my background. That's me. I have this thing that others have, but maybe you don't know. I'm a hybrid of two Nigerian segments. I was born into a military family. My formative years were in the barracks. And here I am again for the past 22 years of our democracy. I've been here with civilians. So what am I trying to say? I'm closer to the military than the average Nigerian civilian. And I'm also closer to the civilians than the average Nigerian soldier. So I just am like a hybrid. I'm like a son whose mother and father quarrel a lot. So he really doesn't know where to take sides because he belongs to both sides. Let's go a bit further. I'm setting up your minds now, okay? I'm programming you. Yes, yes, I'm programming you. Okay, let's go on. And next we're going to see this. What you are looking at is the speedometer of a car. You know, and you know what a speedometer is. For those of you who don't drive, I'll get to you. I have you covered. Your speedometer just tells you what happens to your car. The fuel gauge, the headlights, the handbrakes, even the speed you are moving at, you know. That's what your speedometer does for you, right? And then we come to this one. This is a toothbrush. I'm sure you are wondering, where is he going? What has a toothbrush got to do with solutions, security solutions, right? Just hold it. We'll put it all back together in a way any soldier here will understand, any civilian here will understand. And basically, that's Nigeria as we know it today. We like Tom and Jerry. You know, we're coming in from military rule, and we are now civilians. The military are finding it hard to adopt, even though they are doing much. And we also are finding it hard to understand what kind of people are this. We're going to solve that today. And you're going to live here seeing it differently. Next is Nigeria. Here you see our six geopolitical zones. You see North Central, you see Northeast, you see Northwest, you see Southeast, you know, South-South, Southwest. They are all depicted by the different colors, okay? So we are going to pick up this particular map and place it on that speedometer, okay? We're going to assume Nigeria was a vehicle now, and the speedometer is the dashboard where we gauge the way you gauge in your cars, what's happening. You know, when you are driving and you're going and your fuel is going down, your speedometer, you see it on the dashboard from your fuel gauge. And when you are going again, and you are going again, and maybe you are using your full lights or you forget your headlights on, you know, the dashboard and what have you. So here we have Nigeria, and this Nigeria we have, we are looking at, you know what? Let's put Nigeria on a dashboard. Let's begin to wonder, how is it doing? If Nigeria was a car, what would the dashboard look like? You see, that programming is working. Programming is working. I'm programming you. That's what we do in the intelligence community. Yes, that's what we do. We just program people. It's not different from what the billboards are doing in your towns. It's not different from what our religious groups do. Programming is to us as we are to programming, okay? It's nothing new. We're just not aware. But I'm going to stretch your minds today so that the next time you see a ballot box, you'll be a different person. Okay? Good. All right. Now, the next place we are going is here. Now, this is still our dashboard. Okay? This is still the dashboard. And this is a map of our country. And you can see splashes of colors all over our country. Okay? As is today. And up there, I'll point it out for those of you who are too far. Sorry. Up there, you can see the Northeast, and we have a lot of terrorism, you know, a lot of Boko Haram activities has been going on there. Our troops are grappling with it, and the more they grapple, the more they seem to grapple. And the more they grapple, the more they seem to grapple. Okay. We go down this way. You are going to be seeing the fringes of our country. On these states, you see all these splashes. You are looking at either banditry or you are looking at kidnappings. For these colors, because time is not on our side, I'll just take it this way. You're looking at banditry, you're looking at insurgency. In the oceanic areas here where you have the Atlantic Ocean, you're looking at piracy. Apart from piracy, you are seeing North Central here. You are looking at herdsmen clashes. You know, farmers are clashing with cattle owners. Then you come to another place like this place here. You are looking at a situation where kidnaps are threatening everyone here. People are getting missing. Right here to the western part of the country. So if you were to look at this dashboard and this were supposed to be a car. How do you think this car is faring? How would you think this car is faring? This car should be stuttering now. You know, that kind of thing. Should be smoking. You have one eye, one headlight is on, the other is not on. You know, the driver is using rope to tie the door, and the mirror is broken, and he bought another mirror in Abalende and taped it to the mirror, and he's just... Does that describe the kind of cars you see on our roads? Yes. That's the story I'm trying to put to you. And do you like it? That's it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. And so here we go. Now, what's happening here today is actually going to be what I can call a renaissance of sorts. We're going to see certain things the way we've never seen them. And I'm sure by the time we leave, we'll begin to wonder, why exactly are we quarreling? We're quarreling because we were programmed to quarrel. Mind the word programming, okay? And don't forget the toothbrush. Don't forget this toothbrush. I'm doing something to your neurons. I'm doing something to your minds. It's called neurolinguistic programming. Go Google it. Go read about it. And you will begin to understand why we do things the way we do in the midst of plenty. In the midst of abundance, some people, some very bad people, some very, very, very unfair people, from all over this space, you are seeing all of them, regardless party, religion, creed, tribe, you mention it, they have programmed us for the past 40 years. And we don't even know that we are doing the things we do anymore. Let's proceed. Now, here again, it's a hunger map. It's a hunger map of Nigeria. So let's put this map again on the dashboard. Let's assume it's a car. And you see your fuel is in the red, okay? For those of you who drive, when your fuel gauge is showing red, what does it tell you? Your car is hungry. Your car needs food. Now here, we are going to be looking at a food insecurity situation as at June to August 2021. That's just last month. Sorry. October. Well, August. 2 months ago. Not quite far. And because of the things that are happening in our country, have you observed something in our markets lately? Good. Yes, something is happening. Something is happening because that amount of money that could command a loaf of bread, okay, making it real simple so we can connect. You go and command a loaf of bread with certain amount of money. Now you have to triple it. Okay? Nothing has happened to the bread, actually, the size or nothing. But you seem to say it's getting more difficult to eat. It's getting more difficult to get by. Why? It's the same naira, but something is informing that. Because of the levels of insecurity, people are not farming anymore. People are not traveling anymore. You know, people are not partying anymore. You won't understand how partying drives the economy until you begin to see that goat seller who cannot sell his goat so that Isiewu can flow. Hey, then you begin to understand. They are intricate. They are little. And they affect all of us, whether you're wearing a uniform or you are not wearing a uniform. Whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, you're APC, you're PDP, it doesn't matter. The economy has no party. The marketplace has no religion. Or let me put it this way, hunger has no party, it has no religion, it has no creed. So basically, despite our differences, we seem to have certain things in common. How come we don't quarrel over hunger? We agree. Yes. Okay, I'm programming you, and don't forget this. How come we don't quarrel over things like Arsenal and Manchester United? We agree. We go to viewing centers, we sit down. We don't really care where you are from, what you speak up. No, it doesn't matter. We watch these matches. Then right outside the viewing center, we begin to smell. Oh, he smells like an Igbo man. No, he smells like a Yoruba man. You know, what happened? You have been programmed, and you don't even know it. Okay, so let's explain this program in a bit. Today, if I say something like, are there Muslims here? Are there Christians here? Beautiful. If I say Salu ala Nabiul Karim, what will I hear? Okay, for the Christians, follow me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall... There it is. That's because we were positively programmed. Yes. To hold certain religious beliefs and morals sacrosanct. And so, we pass these programs down and it becomes social behavior. Is there anybody from the Southeast here? Does Ebiano relate to you? Does it connect to you? Does it matter where you had it, whether you had it in Russia? Supposing you were in Afghanistan and you had Ebiano, you find yourself walking towards that place. Is there a Yoruba man here? Good. Have you heard of this thing the Yorubas call Omo Odua? So it doesn't matter whether you are in Ile-Ife or you are on the moon. If you hear that, what happens? What's happening here? And what about my good brothers from the north? If you are also here, if I decide to say Gamji or I be a Gamji, does it matter if he's in Russia or in New York? No. So what am I trying to put to you? I'm trying to put to you that because we've been programmed by some dubious people negatively, a part of us that nobody knows is there has been exploited. So if, for example, I was NSA, there's no need for a war. We don't have to disagree. The diversity we see is our strength. All I'm going to do is to reprogram you. So if we went back here, you know that today, virtually every single car you see today has a brain box, right? That brain box is all where the thinking happens. If you took that brain box out of the car, no matter how sophisticated the car is, it's going to run down. They have hijacked our brain boxes. Yes. Well, you wouldn't know it. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just seeing it and sharing it with you from a perspective no one is looking. And because no one is looking, these people are thriving. They could be in government, they could be in churches, they could be in markets. It doesn't matter. And that's the difference. And the moment one person from this programmed 200 million people who have been programmed to be complacent and docile, the moment that person finds himself in the US, in Canada, you name it, he's reprogrammed. And you see him being the best and even holding offices there. It's the same person. A good number of them were born here. They grew up here. Probably even more Nigerian than we are. They never even saw democracy. They actually thrived under military rule. But they went there, and under a different kind of programming, they have become doyens of the world today. The Okonjo-Iweala, the Amina Mohammeds, the Kemi Adesinas, you'll agree with me, none of them was born in the democracy years of Nigeria. they were born when gun and boots were the system of governance. So that's how programming works. We must begin to understand that, so that the next time you see someone with a loaf of bread and a 500 naira note asking for your vote, he's programming you.
He's working on your mind. Yes, indeed. He's programming you. So how do we decouple this programming? Let's take a step further. And don't forget my toothbrush and our dashboard. Okay, we move. That's how we say it now. We move, isn't it? All right. We've talked about food and insecurity and how it, food can make you secure or insecure. Do we agree that a hungry man is an angry man? Yes. What do angry people do? They fight. And when they start fighting, if we start fighting in this room, it won't be secure anymore. Cool. So, security solutions. The what of security solutions is what we are going to talk about. And for you to be able to do that, I want you to think toothbrush, okay? It's made in Nigeria. I picked it up this morning, you know. It's a toothbrush. You can see I deliberately made it green and white. There is a reason why. We're going to find out shortly. Now, what of our security solutions is first and foremost psychological operations, also known as programming, must be positive, proactive, mind-driven programming. Deliberately stop listening to people who come and tell you things that you have not seen. Deliberately stop listening to people who come and tell you things that you have not seen. It doesn't matter who he is. He could be my mother's husband. It doesn't matter. Okay? So long as your head is on your shoulder and no one carries it around for you, please don't let anyone use it for you. Am I connecting with you? Cool. Next, Occupy Area Subconscious Nigeria, our national mind space. I counted us in this room. There are 11 tables, 9 people, so we're like 99 or thereabouts, 100, 110. The numbers are increasing. Last time I checked, we were like 91. There are 91 mind prospects sitting in this room. I tell you, Nigeria has 200 million mind prospects. You see, my brothers in the Northeast, they're shouting for a Biafra. Why do you think they're doing so? You see the ones in the Northeast? Sorry, my brothers in the Southeast, sorry. You see the ones in the Northeast? They're doing their thing and they want a caliphate. Why do you think they're doing so? And then somewhere again right here, we have agitations for the Odua Republic. Sunday Boho led that. Why is he doing so? We mustn't run away from our reality. Trust me, Nigeria behaves like Nigerians. Our economy behaves like us. Our markets behave like us. There are 6 geopolitical zones, and even the geopolitical zones behave like their zones. Hello? You are looking at, if Nigeria was a picture, you're going to see the 7 colors of the rainbow beautifully, depending on where you are looking from and depending on who programmed you. Yes. So right now, we have a mishmash of local champions, of people who really don't mean what they say, And at least, if not for 60 years, for the past 22 democracy years, or is it 21, please? We are not seeing what we hear. It's not adding up. That's where you are seeing the confusion around here. People just running there. They want to make money. They make what they've made and they run out. And then suddenly the world went flat. Social media came about. People are more informed. The things we used to do 20, 30 years ago and no one knew. Now you do it before 5 minutes. Somebody in Russia is asking what is happening. And that is where the solution itself lies. Let's continue with the solution. Occupy area, subconscious Nigeria. Your subconscious mind goes everywhere with you. You were born with it. That is where these bad people live. Let me give you an example of subconscious mind. If you took a walk through Lagos, you're going to see billboards. Those billboards are in your faces everywhere. You know, they're in your faces everywhere. They tell you something. You think you are not listening. Oh, you are. Your subconscious mind is getting it. You can Google subconscious mind. And the moment your subconscious mind takes it in, gradually you're going to find yourself doing just that. I'll give you my example, cultural example. It could be biological example. Our subconscious is everywhere. When I was young, there were certain things about my dad I did not like. I was being programmed. I have caught myself doing it today. But gratefully, it's a good thing. Because even our children are being programmed. What are they seeing? What are they hearing? It's children that become adult Nigerians and elder Nigerians. So these people have found their way into subconscious Nigeria. We are still in what I call conscious Nigeria. We do things and wonder, why is it not working? If we enter the subconscious Nigeria and you will ask for it, you will reflect about it, then there will be no option but to do it. Subconscious Nigeria. I don't know how many of you have been Kegites before. Ilea do Kongosis? Which Ilea were you? Beautiful. I was Ilea do Rock? Beautiful. Beautiful. You are carried, my dear. You are carried. We are just a group of young people in my time who blended like no man business. And where did I do my Ilea? It was in University of Jos. That's Ilea do Rock. Kegites, what did we just want to do? It was about palm wine, drums, and dancing. Okay? Culturally, religiously, I don't do palm wine because they say it's alcoholic. Fine. But I love drums and I like to dance. And I was a young guy, so I explored. I went everywhere. All of this happened in where? Northern Nigeria. Believe it or not, University of Jos. Any Josites here? What I'm trying to put to you is this. As care guides, we had this one very insignificant then creed, motto. Anywhere you go, we believed unity in diversity. Anywhere you see a care guide, you share that. Unity in diversity. We were diverse. We came from everywhere under the sky, but we were unified. That's what we need when I say occupy our mind space. Area subconscious Nigeria must begin to see the diversity in our unity. It can be one, just one straight one. Nothing God ever made was perfect. Not the roads. Not the mountains, not the valleys, even the trees. So basically, what Nigeria is suffering from is a mind thing because we have been programmed. We are waking up, we're jumping out of this program, but because the majority and those who lead us are also under this programming, they tend not to understand. Next, exploit our 200 million people citizens' strength and adversity. I didn't say it. Stephen said it. Go to the United States. You hear Nigerians doing things. Go to England. You hear Nigerians doing things. Help me. Anywhere you hear Nigerians doing things. You come back home, the only one you hear is the bad ones we do. Why again do we tend to see only bad things? We don't see the good ones. We were programmed. It's a mindset thing. Trust me, sounds like a joke. But here forward, in your homes, in your houses, 10, 15 years, this thing I've done will live with you. I'll tell you why. Continue to look at my toothbrush. Now we're coasting home. 200 million people, citizen strength and diversity, simply becomes what US is to the world, Nigeria is to Africa. I read somewhere, correct me if I'm wrong, I think one in every 40 black people has Nigerian origins, connections, or is even a Nigerian. It's the most populous black nation on earth. What does that tell you? A Nigerian woman is not beans. I mean, Nigerian woman has gone to the labor world 200 million times successfully, and somebody doesn't want to recognize her. Come on, I must be kidding, right? Is there anybody here who fell from a mango tree? So that's just the female potential. I'm not even talking of our children potential. I'm not talking about our elder potentials. We have elders, you know. Oh, we have elders, and our elders have stuff to offer. But again, as I said, all of these things are not dawning on us because we've been programmed. Yes, we've been programmed. The who programmed us, I won't go into, but just take it from me. It's like that. Whether culturally, whether religiously, whether politically, economically, someone took hold of the subconscious Nigerian space, hijacked it, and has been messing with it. Yes, I'm here to stretch your minds so that the next time you see a ballot box, you'll smile and say, there it is. And you'll know what to do. Believe me, it will come naturally. No fight, nothing. The man you think is a renegade in Nigeria will suddenly become your celebrated hero because he saw it, but because he was one man who was seen in a room full of blind people, he sounded like a mad person. But eventually, when the day dawns, you discover, oh, bros, we've actually all been one, and we've all been victims. Okay. The next one is we have to learn to plan from the future, not for the future. Don't allow these people that come and meet you that they are planning for our future. They don't have future themselves because they are part of us. Yes, we've been waiting for the future. When I was young, there was this housing for all by 2010. Yes. Yes, as at that time, 2010, where are we now? 2000 and what? Then 2010 was like it will never come. That was in 1982. I was in secondary one then, what you call JJS one now. I was in form one, yes. I was in form one. I tend to be a bit confused now because my children come and say SS1, SSN, I have to convert it in my head. And you know, so it's, yes, I was in Form 1. And there was this housing for all by the year 2000. Housing for all by year 2000. We've been hearing planning for the future, planning for the future. That's part of the programming I'm talking about. Vision 2020. God bless you. You know, leaders of tomorrow.
No, these people have used these stamps, and these stamps are even expired now. Because we have been programmed, we don't even know that the things we are using are outmoded, expired, and antiquated. And anybody who wants to talk about Nigeria, who wants to talk from the future, begins to look like a madman. In fact, some even recommend, let's put hands on prayer, he's possessed. I can give you examples. I've seen Nigerian children come up with stuff. I say, what do you know? Go and sit down. Modenia. Ayelongunsha. Sorry for those of you who don't speak Yoruba. Okay, that lagahora. Yaranta, Yaru Ankaramiche, you know, that kind of thing. Or the Igbos too, they will look at you and tell you that, well, if there's an Igbo proverb which says if you finish doing what the gods have planned for you, then it is to die that is remaining now. Is it not so? Or they will tell you that, look, if you sell a monkey and buy a dog, it's the same place they used to sit down. My Igbo brothers know what that means. It's a proverb. So, what am I saying is we must plan from the future. And those of us who are doing it, don't despair. People are seeing you as crazy. I understand. You can't plan for the future in 2021 Earth because the future is now like now. How many minutes does it take for information to go around this world and come back? Coming from the 70s, planning for the future is okay. Because then things were slower. If you want to be in the thick of things, you have to first of all plan from the future so that when it catches up, you'll be abreast. If you plan in the now, or sorry, if you plan for the future, you know, you are a latecomer. Let me give you an example. You know, okay, you want to buy a car in Nigeria and you want to save for it. Okay, you know, and you go to the market and you say, okay, this car is XYZ value today. And you go from your minimum wage, it will take you 30 years to get the car. And you start planning for your future car. Really? Really? Good. That's what I'm trying to say. But why are we not seeing these things again? It's because we've been programmed. Okay, so that's the what of it. Let's go quickly to the how. How are our security solutions going to come about? Whether food security, whether health security, whether military security, okay, religious security, regional security. You want self-actualization security. You want security. Security is everywhere. It's to us as we are to it. It's not just about the police force and the security agencies and the armed forces alone. Maybe that was during World War I, 1914 to 18. 2021, Earth, security has evolved. The age of security is upon us. Take it from me. So the how of it. First, we need our imagination. We need to get our imagination back. Nigerians are made to look like people who have no imagination. Step out of Nigeria, go abroad, and you will see imagination any way you want it. One day I had about 80 children, sons and daughters of Nigeria. What they did was nothing good. I do not encourage it. But then, being my kind of person, I discovered that for them to have the imagination to do this, it simply means wrong programming from here home made them who they were out there. If I were in the National Security Agency, I would have lobbied the devil to bring those children back home. Yes, sometimes negative energy could just be frustrated positive energy. Our imagination, our creativity, I talked about unity in diversity, is where the key to
to our security or insecurity is. Today you see a situation where the citizens tend to be even smarter than law enforcement. But then there are our brothers, there are our sisters, our husbands, our wives, our in-laws. But because we've been programmed, we tend to see them as people from another planet. We are different, they are different. No, they're not. Let's get it right. And you see us walk in unison like if there was never a crack. And this can be done overnight. Yes. Don't allow anyone to tell you we need 50 years to fix Nigeria. Tell them to go back to 1917. And then metacognition. This one is for those who come out and lead you. But then those who come out and lead you will come from amongst you. We don't go and bring them from Gambia now. Good. So what are we talking about? Metacognition is thinking about how you think. How many of you have thought about how you think? Sit down and just step out of yourself and start looking at yourself. How am I thinking? If you think about how you think, you begin to see who our leaders are and who our leaders are not. Thinking about how you think opens a compartment in your mind that becomes anti-programming. They know we don't think about how we think, so they've taken that subconscious space and they're thinking for us. And we've just accepted it. No, let's try to think about how you think when you live here. Find a place, stay for 5 minutes, think about how you think. Then you'll understand how interesting national security can be. It's not just about guns and boots. Then self-esteem. Suffering has taken our self-esteem away. We are easily cowed. We are easily harassed. We are coming from a place. We are, you know, that's just go out there now and start shouting, carry a stick, and everybody just runs. That's what is making criminals strong and bold all over the place. Okay? And it's still part of the downsides of this negative programming that's been foisted upon us for a while. Who is going to do this? It's another key question. If you asked me, given my security background, I would say two institutions. I didn't say two persons. I didn't say two religions or two parties. Two institutions. So we have to build institutions, not people. Institutions. And the first one is the National Orientation Agency. I'm sure some people don't even know there is one. Because they are just not there. Because they too are programmed. Oh, yes. They are not different from Nigerians. They are Nigerians like me and you. They too are programmed. Probably they were programmed to sleep. And the National Security Agency. I've had Nigerians ask a lot of questions. Where is the NSA in all of this? Where is the NSA in all of this? Are you sure he is also not programmed? Simple. So you are looking at a situation being masterminded by some very not intelligent people, actually. They're really not intelligent. But because they have hijacked that space I call the subconscious Nigeria, they tend to be and look intelligent. They won't dare go out there and do these things. Have you observed how our leaders behave when they are abroad? Have you observed how they behave when they come back here? They remind me of big fishes in a pond. You know what a big fish is when it's in a pond? In fact, just carry him and put him in the Atlantic Ocean and he just lost. Someone talked about an 8-story building ship. I mean, a ship that has 8 stories. Sorry, I said 8-story building. A ship that has 8 stories. In that probably is small compared to what you see at Grimaldi. And we are yet to build a canal. People, we have to wake up. We have to unprogram ourselves, then reprogram ourselves proactively and positively. And the fastest way to do that is to enter and occupy subconscious Nigeria. And finally, I close my small discussion by telling you that you have all been programmed using a dashboard and a toothbrush as mind triggers, albeit subconsciously. A reprogrammed and secure Nigeria is possible. Let me tell you how. You see this toothbrush? You see that dashboard going forward from this room?
Sorry, I'm emotional. From now, you'll call back and give testimonies, regardless your religion, regardless your whatever.
Any day from now, you see a toothbrush, this message, this day, this room, will fall right through your mind in very glaring terms. You remember all I've said. And if you are the type who has a car, you will never again sit in that car and see a dashboard without this crossing your mind. And this is positive programming. I have just programmed 100 plus people in this room. If I can do it, then our leaders with all the resources available can program 200 million people positively. The religions are doing it, some negatively. The billboards are doing it. We're buying into their ideas. So why are our leaders not seeing this? That's because there is a deliberately negative programming skew that has taken subconscious Nigeria hostage. I take you there today. I leave you there. And surely in my lifetime, you will see our nation where it should be. Good afternoon. Thank you.